Recycling Organization joins us on the phone this morning. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
We talked about the Recycle BC changes this week. How much of a difference do you think they'll make on Gabriola Island to recycling?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that the announcement, it may add to the already confusing information about plastics, you know, which ones are easy to recycle, which ones aren't. At Gyro, our recycling facility, we deal with this question regularly. I think the public believe if there is a chasing arrow symbol with a number on a plastic, then it means it is recyclable. But, you know, that's really not the case. The symbol and the number is just a resin identifier, and the number informs a facility like ours or a processor, you know, which type of polymer it is and therefore which waste stream to put it in. And, you know, not all plastics have the same value. A lot of them are lower grade, and only really numbers 1 and 2 have a higher recycling rate due to being a higher grade polymer, and that there is also sufficient infrastructure globally to recycle them. So, yeah, I'm a little bit disheartened by the announcement. I would love if they did place more focus on higher R's, if you like. You know, the R's, rethinking, reducing, reusing, repair, repurpose, and then eventually recycle. You know, the rethinking and reduction strategies and reuse are definitely much more important R's to engage with, because I think that really then focuses on behavior change. I think a lot of people think, oh, if I'm recycling this, you know, I bought a product and now I have to decide what to do with the packaging or the product at the end of its life. Mm-hmm. And they believe if it's going in the blue box, then it just, you know, magically disappears and gets recycled. But, you know, that's not always the case.
Right. Because, I mean, we can, you can have a glut of items. And as you pointed out, many of the plastics, apart from one and two, are not recycled. And I believe you're seeing this on the market with cardboard. Is that right? There seems to be a bit of a glut of cardboard these days.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a situation with cardboard. Apparently, cardboard is an economic indicator of what's happening globally with consumption. So I guess due to rising interest rates, rumors of recession, and a reduction in consumer spending, there has been a drop in the price for that particular commodity. And, you know, for many, many years, we've always been in the positive for what we get for cardboard. Not a lot, but, you know, maybe up to $25 a ton. And just this last few months, it went down to like minus 153. And so suddenly we're paying to get rid of our community's cardboard, which is really saddening, because it is a valuable commodity, and it has, you know, it's so inert that, you know, I hope to see that improve in the coming months.
All right, but back to the question of doing more before we even get to recycling. You mentioned rethinking and reducing and reusing. What do you try to remind people on Gabriola when it comes to that, not putting as much in the recycling bin in the first place?
Yeah, I think a lot of people believe, you know, if their garbage is going down in volume and their recycling is increasing in volume, then they must be winning. But, you know, to be making real change, you need to see a reduction in your garbage and in your recycling, because then, you know, you are consistently questioning your consumption habits. And, you know, I think you can really make more of an impact when you choose not to buy something packaged in plastic. It does require a bit more research to find alternative products not packaged, or vendors who maybe offer a refill service. But, you know, once you get started on that journey of reducing your plastic packaging, it does sort of snowball, and you get inspired to do, you know, better and better. And, you know, we tell folks at Gyro, you know, start with small changes, make sure you've got your reusable shopping bag, always have that with you, make sure you've got a reusable water bottle or a coffee cup, and then start focusing on, you know, making other changes with just what you're purchasing at grocery stores. You know, look for products that packaged in paper or cardboard or glass, or try and, you know, search out refilleries, connect with local markets, seasonal markets where you can buy local vegetables and fruit. And, you think initially by doing this, it's going to be an inconvenience to have to go to several different locations to buy something not packaged. But you know, it's actually quite rewarding because you feel like you're actually making a difference. And you meet so many like-minded people that are doing the same that, you know, it leaves you with a great feeling rather than one of like I say, inconvenience.
What about reusing? You've got a way at Gyro of helping people on Gabriola find secondhand things, don't you?
Yeah, we have a reuse store at our facility as well where you can, you know, the community donate gently used items. So everything from clothing, housewares, construction materials, you can buy any of those at Gyro for, you know, anyone on a budget, you know, and it's really also a really big social hub on the island as well for people to come and hang out and look for treasures. And we also launched a textile initiative a couple of years ago called C2C Threads, where we're capturing the community's textile waste and repurposing that into beautiful, durable products that replace single-use items. So again, it's that focus on reuse, repurpose, repair, and taking the trying to move higher up the R's, I think, is always one of the main purposes at Gyro.
And I don't know if there's any way you can measure it, Michelle, but do you think that message in general is getting through, or most of us just filling up our bins as much or more than we ever were?
Yeah, I think this latest announcement, it may well incentivize the public to buy or continue buying low-grade plastics, you know, especially the OFPP, which is your other flexible plastic packaging, like the stuff that your frozen berries come in, or chip bags, any crinkly plastics, coffee bags, you know, that type of packaging. It is one of the fastest growing categories right now in the plastic world, and it's not being recycled because it's such low grade. So now it's being collected by Recycle BC. Unfortunately, it is being turned into engineered fuel. And I think including that in the blue box scheme, it allows, you know, the public to believe that it's being recycled, which isn't completely accurate. And I think it would be more effective if we focused on phasing out these difficult to recycle low-grade plastics and instead, you know, get the government to focus on incentivizing brand manufacturers to redesign their packaging to make sure that it is 100% recyclable, and that maybe we only focus on making two different types of polymers, the numbers 1 and 2, because they are the ones that are, you know, universally recycled. And I think the more we can do that, we'll move towards a circular model for plastics instead of the one that we're in, which is, you know, very linear.
Michelle, I appreciate you joining us. Nice to hear from you on Gabriel Island this morning. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for the time.
Michelle Kresniak with the Gabriel Island Recycling Organization. And just to prove there really is a song for just about everything, here's Jack Johnson.
Three, that's the magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.